Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom mixed with a healthy dose of real-world swagger. Today, we're tackling something that feels like a universal struggle: time management. Ever feel like you're chasing your tail, constantly behind the eight ball? Like there simply aren't enough hours in a day to get everything done? You know that feeling when your to-do list grows longer than your arm and yeah, somehow, nothing actually gets checked off. Well, fret no more. Because today, we're diving deep into a stoic perspective on time management that can help you not just conquer your schedule, but truly master your relationship with time itself. First things first, let's ditch the idea that there's a magic formula for perfect time management. It's not about cramming more and more tasks into your day like some kind of productivity machine. It's about understanding how to use time effectively and intentionally, aligning your actions with what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to cram a whole encyclopedia into your head in one sitting, right? You'd break it down into manageable chapters, focus on understanding the key concepts, and then build upon that knowledge over time. Time is similar, it needs to be treated with respect and intentionality. Number one takeaway. Focus on what's within your control. We can't control everything that happens around us, but we can control how we react to it. So, let's stop wasting energy worrying about things beyond our sphere of influence and instead focus our attention on the tasks, thoughts, and actions we can directly shape. Number 2. Practice mindfulness. Seriously, this isn't just some hippy-dippy concept. Being present in the moment helps us make more conscious decisions about how to use our time. It's about savoring each experience, rather than constantly rushing from one thing to the next. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, breathe deeply, and be fully engaged in the present. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Number 3. Prioritize relentlessly. This doesn't mean saying no to everything that isn't on your top priority list. It means making conscious choices about what truly matters and dedicating your time and energy accordingly. Ask yourself, what are my goals? What tasks align with those goals? And which ones can be delegated, postponed, or even eliminated altogether. Number 4. Embrace the power of small wins. Don't get bogged down by trying to tackle everything at once. Break down large projects into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each accomplishment along the way. These little victories build momentum and keep you motivated. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. We all have off days, times when we feel overwhelmed or unproductive. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's practice kindness and understanding. Learn from our mistakes, adjust our approach, and keep moving forward. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a friend who's constantly stressed out about work, social commitments, and everything in between. They're always running around like a headless chicken, never taking time to breathe or simply enjoy the moment. Sounds familiar? Maybe even a little bit like you sometimes, right? Well, this friend's probably neglecting their stoic principles. Instead of striving for some mythical state of perfect control, they could focus on what's truly within their grasp. Their own actions and reactions. They could practice mindfulness to appreciate the present moment, prioritize tasks that align with their values, and celebrate small victories along the way. They could even take a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, reconnect with themselves, and remember that it's okay not to be perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these stoic time management principles today. You'll find yourself feeling less stress, more focus, and ultimately, more in control of your life. And remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. So keep pushing forward, stay resilient, and never lose sight of your goals. Until next time, keep that fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.